And with that, let's get started. We're taking it from the Mishnah at the top of the page on Daf Mem Gimel. Amavkin Mosetzel Shulchani, somebody. Okay, you ready? Okay. Amavkin Mosetzel Shulchani. Somebody gave money to the Shulchani, to a banker, basically. Okay, a money changer, right? A Shulchani.
Changer or lender?
A money changer.
Deals with money.
Anyway, so the rule is like this. Im Trurin, if the money that you gave him is tied up, lo yishtamish ben, then he has no right to use it. Lifikach, therefore, if he loses it, it's not his responsibility, because he's not a shomer. Sachar is like a shomer chinam, so he's not chayv for that.
Chinam,
he didn't get anything for it. He's just tied up. You gave him money and you left, and he's watching it for you.
Well,
he's
going to use it.
One second. We're not done yet. If it's tied, he cannot use it. Lo yishtamish ben. He may not use it. And since he may not use it, if it gets lost, then he's not responsible. Okay, we'll continue. One second. Mutarn, if it's untied, then it's understood that yishtamish ben, then he's allowed to use it. If he needs the money for whatever reason to exchange, he's good. And then he'll just refill it, right? Therefore, if he gets lost, he will be responsible. That's when it's being given to a shulchani, like I said, a money changer. But your mute's not on. Okay.
Can you read there?
I can try. All right. Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. So it's a bal bayis, but if you give money to a regular balabas to watch, bein tzrurin, bein mutarin, whether it's tied or open, lo yishtamish ben, he has no right to use it, and therefore if he loses it, it's not his responsibility.
What kind of shomer is he?
Shomer chinam. Okay, the chora, you didn't pay him any money. No money changed hands here. Okay, now. Chenvani kebal bayis. A store owner, he is like a bal bayis. Divrei Remeir, that's Remeir Shita, because he also has no right to touch that money. And Rav Yehuda omer chenvani kishulchani, no, the chenvani is like the same as a money exchanger. He's a lot of store owners have like sort of a bank, you know, money changing side hustle. And that's what they do. The people need change, whatever. So he's like a shulchani. Anyway, so we'll see more about this. How does this work? So that's the Mishnah. So first things first. What's pshat? Mishrum ditzrur in leishtamish ben? Just because the money is tied up in a, you know, like in a kerchief. You put it in a sealed envelope, let's say, right? The modern terms. You gave him cash in a sealed envelope. Leishtamish ben, he has no right to use that money. Why? If when it's open, he's allowed to use the money, that means it's understood that he's allowed to use the money. Why would it be sealed? He's not allowed to. That's the question. We're talking about where you tied it up and you put a seal on it. Then it's understood that he's not to break the seal and the money is not for him to use. He's just holding it for you. Okay? Like a bank, kind of. Okay? Rav Mari Amar Bikesher Mishuna. It's tied in an unusual knot. Again, also indicating not that it's not to be used. In other words, it's a deposit, a safety deposit box, basically. In other words, you're using the shulchani as some things that you give the shulchani. It's understood that he's going to use the money. That's when it's open, or not sealed at least. But if it's sealed or something like that, then it's basically he's keeping it as like a safety deposit box. You know, like he has no business touching it or opening it or doing anything with it. Okay. In neither case, he's not being paid. So that's why it's a shomer chinam.
Can we go just back a moment to a bank?
Mm-hmm.
You are depositing your money knowing they're going to lend your money to somebody else.
That's the same thing as it's shulchani. When it's open, then he's responsible. We're going to continue. We're not done yet. Ikadamri, others say, boy, Ramari, kesher mishunamai, teku. They say that it was not sure what's the deal with the unusual knot, and remains with the tikkun. So that's a story. So one step at a time. First of all, mutar mishtamish ben, he can use it. So there's a major machlokas over here, and it changes the whole din. Rav Huna says, v'afilu nensu, When we say you're responsible, if he's able to use it, it's even if an onus happens, not only like it got, you know, like a not only like the quasi negligent thing of like a robbery or an onus, like it got lost, but even an onus happened, even something extreme. I have a avdu ktani, but usually avdu means that he lost it. So it's not like that level, it's a kind of like halfway negligence, or like a shomer sacha would be responsible for. So the Gemara says, right, kid rabbi is like rabbi. Explain them rabbi, nignivu, what does it mean, nignivu in this context? They list the mizuyinu, armed robbers. Avdu, what does it mean, that lost? That the whole ship sunk at sea. That's a loss that qualifies as an onus. Anyway, bottom line is, according to Rav Huna, the case over here, when the guy is allowed to use the money, he is basically like a borrower. And a borrower is responsible for everything that happens. Even an onus happens, he's responsible. Okay.
Onus means?
Onus is an accident beyond his control. Like
okay.
Now, that shitas Rav Huna. Rav Nachman says, not true. Then, so, loy. Not chai for onsim. Okay? If an onus happened, the guy, the Shulchani, is not responsible for it. Amr le Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, you say that onsim, he's not responsible. It's only like quasi level. So the question is, Amr lo have shol alayu, he's not considered a borrower. Yishol lo have shom sachin amr lo have. So if you tell me he's not a shol, he's not a borrower, so if you tell me he's not a Shomer Sachar either, because who? Where's he getting any wages over here? So, in other words, like, why is he? I don't understand. You're telling me that when it's untied, he has a right to use it, and he's still not a shoal. So what? What status is he? A Shomer Sachar? Who's paying him? Where's he being paid to watch? Okay. So I'm like, and that I'll admit to you, the whole banana mahana. Basically, since he's he does get benefit of the fact that he has money, that he has the money, he's giving him a benefit. He has a right to use the money. He did not use the money yet. He just has permission to use it. That means if an opportunity arises of like you can make a good deal. Turn on his profit, could make a good deal, right? He would be able to buy it. Have alayu shomer sachar. So that's like he's being paid. In other words, when you give money to a bank that they're allowed to use, should there be an opportunity to use that money, it's like you're paying them to watch the money for you. And then, therefore, they have that level of responsibility of being paid.
Okay? And if you have the...
But they're not a shoal. They're not a shoal in that sense. That's what we're saying. Because they're not really borrowing money from you. Borrowing money, it means like, can I borrow the money? You know?
No.
Here, you giving it to them to watch. So it's you're initiating, you want them to hold on to it. And they get benefit by having the money because they are able to use the money.
Well, they have to share the benefit.
Yeah, well, not necessarily.
Maybe not.
They just have that. Maybe not. That's what do you mean? A lot of banks don't give interest, you know what I'm saying?
Don't banks don't give interest?
There are a lot of banks that don't give interest, yes.
Come on, they lend the money to for a mortgage.
Well, no. I mean, give interest to their depositors. Where do they get the money from? From people who deposit money in the bank.
Yeah, so
that means they got money, okay?
They're responsible for giving that back to you.
They have to give it back. Right, they're responsible.
But
the level of, right. But they don't necessarily give.
What's the definition of money changer here? What is the business of a money changer here?
The money changer is really basically people give dollars, they get back change.
No, they give you other kind of currency.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What is this changing of types of currencies? Is that how it makes his money?
No, there's a little amount that you're able to make on any change, but it's very similar to a banker, really, because they can use that money for whatever they need. It sounds similar to what we would call a banker.
But what's the service they're providing is what, safeguarding the money for you? Is that what
also, yeah, they are safeguarding the money.
You're not allowed to bring money onto the hard buyer, right?
Right, well, that's, yeah, but they're safeguarding the money. They're holding on to the money. They're a professional.
Yeah,
Shulchanim. Shulchanim, yeah, that's what.
And traditionally, we understand he makes his money from.
Well, he makes a little bit of money on every exchange. Like, you're not getting the full. There's like a small coin difference. Meaning, when you ask for change, you get, you know, a little less. You know, like, so on both sides, he makes a little bit of money. But that's not really. And people need certain coins, and they need whatever. That's what he was doing.
So,
alternatively, I mean, he was like a banker, similar to a banker. You know, they can't lend with interest, so there wasn't like a what we call bankers that they didn't have, right? But they can invest in property. They can make money by.
Are they responsible for returning that much less their small?
Right. Exactly.
So they have to be able to.
Well, no. If they're giving it back the same denominations, then they're just giving it back.
It's not different than the airport where they used to have the buy sell prices for all the different currencies.
But there, you're changing dollars for a shekel or something like that.
Okay.
And I understand that's the service. I have dollars, but I need shekels to. So
to go to Israel,
so
right.
So they're going to get back a little less. They're going to take a little
right.
bit. So they
right. So,
the,
so,
little
so,
little.
So,
is that what they're doing here?
Well, yeah. Well, it was not. It wasn't between different countries necessarily, but it was
different types of coins.
It was different types of coins. Have a different. I mean, there was like, you have to realize there was like a gold exchange because they're getting coins of gold. They're getting back silver. They wanted certain. You know what I'm saying? So
if you had gold, silver, and copper, they probably had to buy, sell, and exchange.
It was very similar to that.
Okay.
Anyway, it's right.
Bronze coins too.
Okay. All right. Eisver Rav Nachman LeRufuna. So Rav Nachman is asking a kashan Rufuna's pshat. Again, it's a major dispute here. What's the nature of the banker's relationship to the money that's being deposited by him? Is he like a borrower, basically, that's fully responsible even for crazy accidents that might happen? Or he's like a shomer sachar because he gets a benefit, but he's really not. So that's the question. So Rav Nachman asked the Ravuna question. Hamafkin Moses Shulchanim Terurin Lo Yishtamish Ben, he's not let it touch it. Lefikach Motzi Lo Ma. Therefore, if it was turned out to be Hekdesh money, and he spent it, the Lo Ma Lo Gizbar, the one, the treasurer who gave him the money, is not Moel, because the bottom line is he didn't do what he was supposed to do because it was tied. He had no business touching it. V'imutarn, if it's open, Yishtamish Ben, he's allowed to use it. Therefore, if he does spend the money, if he uses it, then the gizbar is now mol because he gave it to you to use. It's like a long. It's understood that you'll be using it, and the gizbar is now responsible. So that's the story. So v'i amre tafilin etzu, and if you say it's even a by onsen that is responsible, my ir yehotzi. Why should it have to be that he spent the money? Why would it matter if he used the money or didn't use the money? His responsibility, I feel lohotzi nami. Even, right, like a borrower is responsible without having spent the dime of the money. He's fully responsible for everything. All right? So Amar Lei, Huadin, Afel Gavdul Hotzi. You're right. It wouldn't matter. It would be even if he didn't spend the money. We only said it to contrast it to the ratio, but really, as soon as the money hits his hand, even if he didn't spend a dime out of it, he's already fully responsible. So, like, even though it implied that it has to be using it to own it to be chayv, it's not really true. Okay. And that brings us to the new Mishnah. Hashalech Yadbi B'Katon, we talked about this before, somebody who sent his hand in the deposit, meaning he took it for himself. He coveted what was given to him to watch, and he took it for himself. Okay, so Beshami Armim Yalukah B'Chaser Yaser. At that point, if it goes down in value, he suffers the loss, meaning he has to pay back at the full value. If it goes up in value, then he has to give the gain. Okay, so like he's struck on both sides. He has the negative of both sides. That she does. It goes by the time that it goes out. We'll see what that means. It's very ambiguous what that means. As when it goes out, whatever, we'll see what that means. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Kishas HaTviya, we're at the point of claim. We'll see what that means also. So we're going to go through all the shita. So Omer Rabba says, "Hi, man, the Gozal Chavida the Chamer guy stole a barrel of wine. Bechavri from his friend. Meikor Shavi Zuzav Ashta Shavi Arba. It was originally worth Zuz when he stole it, and then the wine went up in value, and now it's worth 4. Okay? So, Tavra Shasya, if he broke the barrel or he drank the wine, Mishalim Rabbi pays the point of higher value. It Bermela, if it broke on its own, he didn't break it, but it broke on its own. Mishalim Sosa, he pays at the value of when he stole it. Now, my timer, what's the reason said of this halacha? Given the Isa, because since if it was still around Hadra Lamara Be'ena, I could just give it as is. So I Ishaita the Kashasile, and the moment he drank it, oh the Katavarle, or the moment he broke it, Kakasalmina, that's where the real Xele is. So that's why you pay the higher price. Normally, the kind of always pays at the value of when he stole it. But in this case, the real stealing, since I could give it back, I would have to give it back at any point in time that if I still have it, if it's still intact, I would have to give that exact one back. So therefore, if he breaks it then, it's like he's stealing it really at this point, and that's why it's at the higher price. Now, but then we learned in the Mishnah. We learned that every gazlan pays at the value of what he stole it. Okay? It per memele mishalim zuzah. My time. Why is that? Why is it if it breaks by itself you pay only a zuz? My time, because I didn't do anything now. So my kamachaibisli. So where's the moment of chiyuv? Where's the moment of my obligation? At the beginning, he shaited the gazel, the first moment that he stole it. So he shaited zuzava, who the shavi, it was only worth the zuz at that moment. So that's the point. It goes by when your action is. So if your only action is the stealing, so then it's only a zuz. But if there's a further action of when you broke it, or when you drank it, so then the moment of stealing is really pulled back to that moment if it goes up in value. At the other but if he never did anything, it just broke on its own. So then the only one moment, that's the moment that he stole it, and then it'll be only at the value of that time. Okay. Beis Hillel Omrim Kishas Otsa'a. So Beis Hillel says that it pays Kishas Otsa'a. What does that even mean? My Kishas Otsa'a. The moment of when it went out. Went out from where? Okay. So Ilim Kishas Otsa'a Min Olam, when it got destroyed from the world. Obimai. What's the case? What happened? Ibechaser, if it went down in value, Mikal Madhamar, does anybody say that it was worth more when he stole it and then it went down in value and then it broke that you pay less? It goes by the value of when it was stolen. So you're never gonna pay less. Ibechaser, and if it goes up in value, Hain Beishami, then he's basically saying only when it goes up that you have to pay the higher amount. Then that's exactly what Beishami says. So where's the difference between Bishal and Beishami? So this is confusing. Ela pshita, it's obvious. Kishas Otsa, we're talking about Kishas Otsa, mi beis bailim. The moment he took it from the owner, that's the Otsa. The day, the very moment that he took it from the owner's house, that's the moment that he's chayav for. Whatever the value is. And even if it goes up since then, he doesn't pay that more. So leim rabba damar ki Beishami. So then it will come out that rabba is not going with Beis Hillel, it's going with Beishami, because Beishami was the one who says that you pay the higher amount, and that's what a rabbi is saying. So is he going not agreeing with Beis Hillel? So Amar Lach Rabba, Rabba tell you, everybody agrees that when it goes up in value, you pay the higher amount. Ki pligi b'chaser, the shayla is, what if it went down in value? Beishami, sabri shlichus yad, ein etzri chesaron. He says, the shlichus yad doesn't need any chesaron. Okay, meaning the moment that you take it for yourself, you're chayev, even if there's nothing missing from it. Okay, that's called shalech yad. Definitely, remember we discussed this a few dafim ago, that when a person is watching something and he takes it for himself, what qualifies it as taking it for yourself? Do you have to make a chesaron? Is there something that has to be missing and lacking in it in order for it to be considered that you're a shalech yad? Or even just taking it and nothing happened to it, you're already a shalech yad at that moment. So that's the discussion. Beishami says shalech yad and it's a chesaron. And therefore, v'chi chaser, if it went down in values from when he took it, b'shusa didei chaser, because the moment he took it is the moment he's chayav for. No, until it goes down, until there's something missing, you weren't really when it went down in value, it was still by the owner. Even though I took it for myself, but nothing happened, it's only when I start drinking it, that's when I first shalech yad. Then at that point, it was lower in value. So I'm not chay. So he gets less. So then, if that's true, what about what Rava says? Shlichus yad in its chesaron. He paskin shlichus yad doesn't need a chesaron. Lema Rava damer kebeishamay. Is Rava going with beishamay? I mean, generally we assume that you take Beis Hillel's take on this. Ella, so rather, we're talking about Avir Kigon Shetiltula Laviyala Gozos. We talked about this before. He took the barrel not to drink nothing. Okay, he took the barrel because he needed it like a ladder as a step stool to get some birds that are up high. Okay, Ovishal Shlomidas Kamiflegin. The machlokes between Misham Mishillel is what the halacha of a shoel borrower without asking permission. Okay. Bishamis have a shoshal midas gazan avisa gazan. Vichy chaser, and therefore, once he took it to borrow, even though he intends to give it back, that's stealing already at that moment. So what am I chay for? That very first moment. And therefore, when it went down in value, vichy chaser bishos, the didi chaser went down in his bishos. Vesel sarvishol, shalomidas, shol avi, he's just the borrower. Vichy chaser, and when it went down in value, bishos, the demar chaser. And he's not anything but a borrower. Okay, he had no permission, so he shouldn't have done it, but he's only a borrower. So, El Hadam, so the Gemara says, El Hadam, or Rava. That which Rava says, shol shalomidas, Lirabanan Gazlan Hava. Rava says that according to Rabbanan, it's a Gazlan. Lema Rava Damar Kebeishamay. That's also now taking sides like Beishamay. El Hacha, another discussion altogether. Bishvach Shol Gzeil Kamifuki. We're talking about improvements in the thing that was stolen. That's the discussion. Okay? And that's the Machlokas. Beishamay Savri Shvach Gzeila Din Nigzal Hava. Any improvement in the stolen item go accrue to the one who was stolen from. Okay, so the any improvements that increased after he stole it goes to the Gazlan. It's the same machlokas as these tanoim. What is the machlokas? The tanya. How goes it? It's a rachel. Somebody stole a sheep. Okay, gazes on, then he sheared the sheep. The sheep gave birth to a lamb. You pay it, you pay the shearing, and you pay the vlodais, meaning you have to give everything, all kit and caboodle back, including all improvements. Okay? Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir Shita. Rav Yudomer, Gzela Chazer Zbeine. No, you give back the actual sheep. You give back the shorn sheep without the offspring, and that's all he gets back. And the shearings and the offspring he keeps, so that's machlokes. So basically, Rameir goes like Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yehuda goes like Bissel. Okay.
Yeah, but these improvements happened by themselves, and if it wasn't stolen, the guy would have had.
I don't know if it happened by itself. You had to raise it. It doesn't happen in a vacuum.
Okay. I mean, the Gazan took something from you, and then he proved it himself. And then he wants to give it back, so that may be different. But here, this happened by itself. A normal.
I hear it would have gotten that improvement, but again, that's why there's two sides on it. But Rabbi does that. He's raising the animal, he's feeding the animal, he's taking care of it, he helped give birth. I don't know. Anyway, that's the machlokas. Dekanami, and it fits best into the text. Why? Because look at the words that we used, right? Dekanami, Diktani, Bishami, Omrim, Yiloka. He will suffer b'cheser b'yeser, where it goes down or it goes up. This doesn't look like a value thing. It's something missing or something added, meaning it's missing the shearings. You lose that. You have to give that up. It increases. It has offspring. That's the lasha.
I understood like if I'm giving you gold to safekeep, and you use the gold, and the gold without any permission.
Yeah.
The gold went up in price. And you need to return it because you sort of stole it.
Yeah.
So you have to return it to me at a new price.
Yeah, but the real case, don't talk about gold. Let's talk about the sheep because it's easier to understand. According to, when you talk about gold, like the gold is the change in value. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about where there's a physical changes. So I stole a young sheep that didn't have any wool, it was, and didn't have anything. According to Beis Shammai, whatever increase it grew wool and that I sheared the sheep, or it gave birth, all of those things go back to the original person who I stole from. According to Beis Hillel, it's Mishan Kishas Gzela, finished. When I took it from him, it was a simple sheep without any of those things. So that's what I have to give back. And the fact that it changes doesn't matter.
Does it go in reverse? If you steal sheep with a full... shave it and then you return it that way.
No, it sounds like right. But that's the case that we're talking about. That whatever it was when he took it, that's what he has to give back. That's what Beis Hillel's opinion is. Okay. Rabbi Kiva or Mekshas HaTfir. Rabbi Kiva takes it the other
what's
side.
What's the punishment?
Punishment? You got to give it back. That's all.
That's a punishment.
It's not a punishment.
There's no penalties.
There is a double of it. Geneva, there's Kefel, but we're not talking about that. Rabbi Kiva or Mekshas HaTfir. Rabbi Kiva says that it goes by the time of claim. Tvia. Now, what does that mean? Amr, Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Allah, Rabbi Kiva, we pass, like Rabbi Kiva. Umadur Bekiva, Bemakim Shish Edim, when there's Edim, then that's the that saw him steal it, that's the time of the Tviya. My time, Amrikra, La Sherlo, you tenenu biyom ashmasan, the day of his guilt. What's the day of his guilt? Vikim Nika Edim Mayushaita, who the Chaivle Ashman. When the guilty moment, the moment the witnesses saw him steal it, that's the moment. Okay? Amr the Revoshila reviewed Rabbi, so he said to Rabbi, "Ah, to Omer Cain, that's what you say." Hachem Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yechron. This is what Rav Asi said. Then Rav Yechron, Chol Kol Yerib Kiva, Avil Makim Sheishetim. He still disagrees, even when there's witnesses. It doesn't go by the beginning; it goes by the claim, meaning when they found him guilty. That's when you're paying whatever the value is. Then my time at Tamakra Lasher Lo Yitrenu Biyam Ashmasai. When are you guilty? Who said when Bezdin says you're chayv to give it back because you're the ganav? That's when your moment is valid.
If nobody finds out,
what do you mean? Then you have to do that with your conscience. That's all. What are you supposed to do? You got away with murder, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Nobody finds out. You get away with things. That's how it works. Don't worry. God is there, and He's the great equalizer. Okay, Amar le Reb Zeira le Rabba Bar Papa. So Reb Zeira said to Rabba Bar Papa, "Okay, as a sasam, you know, I'm really not clear on this. So when you go into Eretz Yisrael, Akif, take a roundabout way, Asumba the Tzor to this place of Tzor, for all the Gabbai the Reb Yaakov Idi. I want you to go meet up with Reb Yaakov Idi. By me, nay, ask him this shayla." If he heard whether Rabbi Yechon paskins like Rabbi Kiva or not, because I want to know how to rule on this. So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechon. This is what Rabbi Yechon says: Halak Rabbi Kiva. Halak is like Rabbi Kiva. Loilam, it's always like him. So he used the word loilam. So my loilam. What did it mean by loilam? So a few ideas. Amar Rav Ashi, Shalot Amar Hani Milecha Deleka Edim. Don't think that Talos Rav Giba, when there's no witnesses, Avlecha Deleka Edim, if there's witnesses, lo, because then it goes by the guilty moment was when the witnesses saw the theft. Not true. V'inabi Dehadra L'tuchta, or he put it back to where he took it from, V'itbren, it broke there, La'fukim into Rabbi Shmuel, which is not like Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Labina Das Bailam, that says you can return it without Das Bailam. That part of Rabbi Kiva's Shita as well, that you need Das Bailam in order to return it. Kamash Balon, to be in a Das Bailam. That's the other possibility. Anyway, so we have two possibilities, what it means, like the Allah is like Rabbi Kiva Lailam. But that's all what Rabbi Yechanan says. V'rava Amar, Halacha ke Beis Hillel. The Allah follows Beis Hillel, which is, as we know, Rava is the Basra. He's the last. He's the later sage of the Gemara, and therefore that's the halacha. So according to Rashi, and therefore what that means is, if we hold like Beis Hillel, that means the Gazan pays Kishas Agzela. That's what it means. Kishas Otzal. When he took it from the Bailam, whatever its value was then, that's all you pay. And if it increases by changes, you don't pay for that. Anyway, we'll stop over here.